Hey, Riley, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash. Sorry I missed your call, sir. I was just finishing up with a client.
Oh, you're good. On that EIN, it said I needed an EIN number. I think I've been using before my social, but I probably need to get an EIN, right?
Give me one quick second here. Give me a second here. Let me message Perry on that side. I believe the social's fine, but I just want to double check, you know? Because I know some clients use their social as the EIN, but let me just make a double, triple check.
What's the difference in the EIN and the postal?
Well, the EIN is for tax purposes, right? Is what it is. So some clients, I know some businesses I've talked to use the social, but let me just make sure, because I haven't got asked it in a while. So let me just double check on the answer, you know?
Yeah, it's probably better to have an EIN number, huh?
Yeah, because then you can write all this stuff off, you know? And that's everything, like all your advertising. So it's definitely good to have, for sure.
Instead of the social?
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Do you get the EIN number through your bank, or do you even know?
I believe it's through, the IRS, you know? But I'll double check on that. So give me one quick second, because I know Perry deals with those primarily. Google Guarantee. Okay. Let me make sure there's not already a thread. I thought there was, man. Let's see here. Okay. I just tagged three of them on that side just in case Perry's busy right now. But let me look up to you. I'll ask them where you get it. I believe it's through the IRS, but let me see here. Yeah, it is the IRS. So give me one second here. You may apply for an EIN online. I'm going to send you this link, okay? All
right.
That way, you know what I'm saying? You can even just have it for, business. So one quick sec here.
Yeah, I think it's good to have the EIN number either way.
Yeah, so I'm sending you this link, just a heads up though, like I'm just sending you the IRS link, and it puts on there like it has step one, step two, step three, et cetera, and you have like a link where you're able to apply to, okay?
I got you.
All right, so.
I'll probably just end up having to get with you tomorrow on filling that out, because it's probably, if I got to get the EIN number going, you know, it's going to take me, the rest of the day to get that.
Yeah. So what I'd recommend, because what they said is Pinkerton usually requires an EIN. Evident doesn't for whatever reason. So what I would do, if you want to just push it through faster, you can put the social for the EIN number, because a lot of times it's Evident doing the background anyways. Or you could check on creating that EIN and just call me tomorrow. I mean, whichever is easier for you. But I still want to keep your onboarding appointment. That way they could get, like, the personalization emails and all that stuff to you tomorrow.
So here, while I got you on the phone, I'll just go ahead and finish it with my social, man. So I got...
Yeah, just push it through with the social. And then in the meantime, you could do the steps, too, to create the EIN. That way, it'll be helpful for you in the future, too, for taxes and stuff, you know? Man, I learned something new every day. I didn't even know that, you know. Pinkerton does EIN, Evident doesn't.
All right, so I got that in Tennessee. I put my business insurance file in.
Yes.
Got my business license number in, expiration. It says, please provide a copy of all applicable business licenses.
No, let me pull up the app so I could see exactly which number you're on. Give me 1 second here. Okay, you're on number
11.
Number 11. Okay, so that particular section, license isn't required for your vertical and area. So you could even skip that. But if you have a copy of your license, you could add it in there too, just in case.
Well, if I put my business license number in there, it should be.
Yeah, you should be good, you know. But it doesn't even require license from what I saw. So you could just leave that section blank, and if they need it from you, they'll let you know. But it says on there, if a business license is not applicable, please skip this section. And when I did the check, right, it said only insurance and background check. So you should be good.
And then it says, is this business BBB accredited?
So just skip that part unless you have a BBB listing.
So hit no or just skip it?
Just skip it, yeah.
I guess it won't let me click back off of it.
You could just put like NA then, if it won't let you leave it. Yeah, just put like NA for non-applicable.
It's like a little box you check, either yes or no, and it won't let you, you have to, looks like.
Oh, you're on number 12. Yeah, you put no there. You put no there. I'm sorry, I was looking at 13.
And then 14.
14, let's see, the minimum budget requirement is 505. The next part, too, give me 1 second, because I have all those cities you gave me earlier. So to make it easier for you, are you on the computer or are you on your phone?
My phone.
Your phone? Here. Let me see. Where did I put those notes? Here they are. All right. I'm texting you all the cities that I put in the notes for them. So that way, if you want, you could just, like, copy and paste it to make it easier.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. Because there's a lot. You had a lot of cities on there. So.
I got it right here.
Perfect. I think I left one off, too, that one that you mentioned to me. Let me see. Yeah, so you just have to type in Sevierville, too. I didn't add that one in the notes, so. Let me give these guys an update, too. Okay, so client is...
Hey, what's some little local counties or cities around here that you can find there?
You talking to me?
North City,
Jessica. Oh, okay.
Do I got Lenore City on there?
Lenore City, I don't believe so. Let me double check. Lenore City, no. Those cities that I pulled, remember, it was just from that, like, 20-mile radius that I did, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just added a couple more in there that I could think of right off the top of my head.
Awesome. If you ever want to add more to you, you can always do that. It's just no problem at all. And let's see.
And what is the
total number of business owners? Are you the only owner?
Yeah.
Just put one then.
What is the total number of workers?
So that part there, okay, if you have a crew, right? Okay, and you don't want to, like, run background checks on them. So I'll tell you what I've recommended. You can put zero field workers. And Google doesn't have, like, a van driving around checking up on it. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So you could put one owner, zero field workers, and then they're just doing your background, you know?
Yeah.
And if you ever, like, later on, if you're like, man, I want to add, you know, like, let's say you got a business partner or something, or if you want to add them, you don't have to pay another, like, $250 fee. Like, that's one time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then 21, let me see here, field workers, yeah, so 21 to 24, you're just going to leave those blank.
And then hit submit.
Yeah. Oh, it may tell you, oh, no, you can skip it entirely. Yeah, so just hit submit. Yes, sir. I thought maybe you had to put NA. You should get, like, after you submit, there should be, like, a little confirmation page or something.
Yeah, I did.
You did? Okay, awesome. So let me tell them, submitted application right now. Okay, so they'll get it on their end, right? And if there's, like, any errors or something, like, when they create it, like, for example, if it needs to see a license, right, they'll – and, again, I ran it, though, and it said it didn't need a license for your vertical and area, so you should be good not having to put that file. But in that onboarding appointment tomorrow, they'll be able to, like, check all that to make sure it pushes through to Google smooth, you know?
Cool.
All right. And then look into that IRS thing, too, because usually the one that does it – Ivan on that side said they got your app, too. They just saw it come through. But usually I see Evident a lot of times is the one that does the background. But I guess if it's Pinkerton, they require EIN. So I didn't know that. So we'll just cross that bridge if we're there. But they'll be able to let you know tomorrow after the profile's created if it's Pinkerton or Evident. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right, you're the man. I sent over, I got your, like, logo, too, like that photo. So I sent that directly to Kelly. Just give her, like, 24 or 48 hours to put together some stuff for you. Okay?
Thanks.
All right, perfect. All right, you're awesome, Riley. Have a great rest of your day. Thank you for getting that in, like, as soon as possible. And we will be calling you tomorrow. Let me check the time. 1:30. Okay?
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. Awesome. Have a great rest of your night, sir.
All right. You too, bro.
All right. Bye.